This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You know how I love a costume party?
I do.
And I've got a couple coming up in the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. One of which is a Halloween party. Now, Halloween parties are great, but when I say what you wear to a Halloween party, what immediately comes to mind?
Well, yeah, something sort of horror-like, isn't
it? Well, that's exactly right, yeah. And something that takes probably a degree of makeup.
I would think so. I mean, yes. There's no point going as Velma from Scooby-Doo, even though she scared me as a child.
Well, that hat might have to be on the list, because I'm going to a Halloween party next Saturday night, okay? It's going to be huge. But on the same night, I also have my brother's girlfriend's birthday party / Meet the Fockers, we're calling it, because basically her family's meeting our family.
Right.
For the first time.
You'd have to go to that early.
Well, yes, but I can't go in my horror costume, can I? Because imagine what her family's going to think of me.
No. No.
No.
No. I mean, it's difficult, but I mean, you know, you can meet them. You have to meet them and then go to your party.
Well, yeah, that's what
I may as well get to know the real you.
Well, that's right. That's what I'm going to do. Mm. But I had factored in the fact that I needed to spend probably an hour or 2 hours getting ready. And so I can't anymore, can I?
Well, what about that you do half your face with that on?
Yes.
And half your face is Glenn?
Well,
it would mean you'd kind of have to walk around the room.
And try and
just,
make sure they don't notice.
Yeah. No, this side.
Yeah,
this side,
that's right.
No. If, you know, like, because bound to be some nuffies in the family.
Well, in her family.
Yeah. Well, I know they're in yours.
Yes.
That when you when they start to annoy you, turn your face.
Oh, that could be great.
He seems so nice. Yeah. And then all of a sudden,
suddenly looked like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Or Velma.
Yes, that's right.
You'd have got away with it if it wasn't for those pesky kids.
Well, I had basically lined up my friend Jimmy, who does the most amazing makeup, to
you're going in drag.
Create all of these wonderful scars on my face. And I don't know, it was just, I hadn't really thought it through. I just lined him up and said, "Are you free?" He said, "Yes, that's fine."
What character are you going as then?
Well, just I don't horror, know horror. Yet. Well, I was just going to I was just going to make it look freaky.
Mm.
But I can't anymore.
You'll have to.
Well, I can't go. I can't do makeup, basically. I'm going to have to think of something, or at least do something, that's going to allow me to be able to get ready really quickly. And so it's provided me with a huge dilemma.
Yeah. It's difficult, but yes. I mean, I just think, listen, they're going to be family.
Yeah.
They should see you warts and all. And if that means you're going to be wearing warts, then so be it.
Well, maybe.
Because, I mean, the thing is, though, you'll be taking a lot of the attention off the couple, which as they get to know you will happen anyway.
Well, I think they're used to that already.
There you go. I think you just go there and you know.
And I think they should be happy with that.
That you've turned up.
Yes.
You know.
Exactly.
Where is it happening at? Is it at a venue or
No, it's at someone's house, like in Thomastown or something like that.
Then everybody looks horrific in Thomastown. You're fine. In fact, if you don't go there with that on, then you're going to look out of place.
People will think I'm in a costume.
Oh, I've got one here from Windsor.
Yeah.
Go right, yeah.
Well, thanks for your advice.
My pleasure.
Very helpful.
Yeah.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
It happened a couple of times when I'd been eating a salad.
Which, yes.
And just, you know, a bit of lettuce, some beans, corn to add some colour.
Your body's not used to it.
It is. And I like the other stuff intermingled because I'm on a fitness regime now. You know, I hardly recognise me.
I know.
And I was taking to putting a tin of salmon in.
Well, that's healthy.
Medium-sized tin, you know, because the small one's not worth bothering.
Fair enough.
And, you know, it's a nice one in the day, in the middle of the day.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, God, in the middle of the day, you could have two tins if
that's
you wanted to.
Thought. But no, just the one. Yes. And thank God, only the one.
Well,
because I couldn't quite understand why these sort of welt-like things were appearing in the fabric of my skin. What?
So what, like, you did you wake up one morning and you thought, what on earth is going on?
No, it was pretty instant. Mm. I think, oh God, you know, because I'm having the allergy trouble, like a lot of Melbourne, like yes. a lot of, you know,
hay fever
and things yep. like that. And if I don't take my antihistamine, she gets very angry.
She does indeed.
And so I'm pretty much on one of those a day now.
An antihistamine.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is annoying because when you're in your youth, you think, you just don't, I didn't even go to the doctor. You don't even take medication. Well,
and look
I did,
what happened.
Different. And
you had that tumour that time and was undiscovered
tuna,
for years.
I said,
oh, yeah,
tuna.
Sorry. Tuna, yeah.
So I, anyway, it's turned out that I was with, you know, nurse Fiona.
Right.
And Matron Jade.
Perfect.
And I said...
It is very one flew over the cookie's nest because you are a bit loopy. But anyway, go on.
And I said, oh, look, because I had me lunch. And I didn't know what it was. And I said, there it is. And it was on my back.
Welts.
I tell you, welts. Mm. And Fiona said, I need to take a picture of that.
Well, what else would you do when someone shows
she said,
you an
you
ailment?
You can then go to the doctor and show them what it is.
Well, it'd be good if you could just email a doctor and say, look what's on my back, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, well, you know, either way.
Skype them.
I just wanted a result.
Yes.
You know, I thought, this can't go on.
So Fiona took a photo.
I looked at it and it was quite, you know, it was quite welty, quite horrific.
And you're like, you've had a lot of rashes in your time, so this shouldn't be anything unusual.
And I thought, this isn't one you can just get a cream on and leave on for 24, you know, just wash the bedding. This is something serious. And I haven't been anywhere, you know, anyway. Mm. So then she said, what have you eaten? What was your last? And I thought, well.
So she started investigating, basically.
Yes, to the point of annoyance, to be honest, because I don't like to talk about things like
what
that.
What you eat.
Yeah, now, or a medical condition.
Fair enough.
So I, anyway, I said, well, I think I'm wondering if it's a seafood.
Mm.
Well, no sooner did I mention it, but Nurse Fiona gets online.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's always
looks
good.
Up allergies.
Yes.
And there I was. My identical welt.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Like to eating seafood.
To seafood.
But you are, you know, of an age, you've been around for a while. You've eaten a lot of seafood in
your
time.
I've had tuna.
I know. Yeah. All the time you have tuna.
I've had it before anyway. And so maybe it's something in this, but I just don't know. And I've changed brands because one was on special.
Yes.
And so I bought the one that was on special. And but it's happened on both of them.
So you are, what, allergic to seafood or just salmon? What's
now,
the story?
I believe it's, I don't know. And so what I'm going to do is just take out seafood.
Mm.
Well, I've taken out tuna for a start.
Yeah.
And
have you told your trainer?
I did, yes, I had
good.
To.
Yep,
I
yep,
had to.
Yep, kind
you should have seen the serious look on his face when I said I'm replacing it with donuts. He couldn't believe it.
They just have no, you know, sense of decency.
I mean, this
is a medical emergency, for God's sake.
Do you want me to walk around as a welt? You know? Anyway, and I've had no welts since.
Oh, good.
But it just means no tuna.
Oh, well.
It's one of the food groups I'm going to have to do without.
Well, no seafood for you.
No. It's a shame, though.
It's terrible.
I can tell you, though, however, that we had a marvellous time at the Ballarat Cabaret Festival.
Yes.
We did loads of exercise, climbed a mountain, hired bikes.
Yes.
I said, wouldn't it be great if we went back and I got weighed on Tuesday and could actually have a T-shirt printed saying I went to the Ballarat Cabaret Festival and lost weight.
Mm.
I lost weight.
So when are the T-shirts arriving?
I just thought, well, T-shirt was a bit much because I'm hopefully going to get a different size. Best to just put it a thing on Facebook,
sensible.
To which I did. But a kilo and a half in a week.
That's
is
amazing.
Pretty good going.
Oh.
So very happy.
Wow.
It's left me ill, but I'm happy.
Look, nothing. No.
What do you do? What do you do? I'm going to have to drown it with vodka.
Perfect.
Sensible drinking.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Now, we were talking earlier about the fact that you went to the Ballarat Cabaret Fest when you came back and you lost weight.
Yes.
And we've been talking a little bit about that you're on a fitness routine at the moment, and so am I.
One more time.
Yes.
Yep.
That's all right. Mm. Well, I do sometimes these little small classes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And on Friday, I do what's called a core class. Which is all about trying to strengthen your midsection, basically.
Yep.
And it's with this great trainer. I will say that the trainer today, I managed to pass a milestone in that I lifted more than 100 kilos.
That's amazing.
Well, I haven't done that since I weighed 100 kilos and had to drag myself off a couch. But
you're proud of yourself?
Yes.
Good on you.
Why not?
Well, you're damn right.
Anyway, I was doing this
class.
How
did you lift it? What do you mean? Just, did you bench press it or?
No, no.
I don't know.
No, got a deadlift.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Anyway, I was at this class on Friday and basically do all these little kind of sit-up exercises, holding planks and, you know, side raises, you know, medicine ball twists, all that kind of wonderful fun, wonderfully fun stuff. Anyway, if you imagine, there was only two people in this class. It was a small one.
Oh, intense.
It wasn't too bad. And so we had this exercise where basically we were sort of taking it in turns in that one of us would be doing like sit-ups, so lying on our back, and the other one would be holding a plank. But while he was holding a plank, he would be like holding my feet.
Your feet,
down.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then we'd swap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was lying on my back and this guy was holding my feet and I was doing a sit-up. Can you imagine the worst thing that could possibly happen when you do a sit-up when someone is hovering over you holding your feet?
I think I know what it is. Did you get gassy?
Yeah.
You let one rip?
Yes.
Well, you know, it happens,
well,
you know?
Yes, it happens.
I mean, I don't do it, but I mean, you know, to have absolutely no control over your own bottom is, I mean, it reveals a lot. But it does happen.
Well, it does happen. I mean, I just couldn't do anything.
No.
We both kind of started laughing.
Yeah, of course.
And
and
the coach said, "Oh my God, like, you know, that's terrible." I said, "How do you think he feels?"
Yeah. No, it's perfectly natural. It means you're working hard.
That's what they did say, you know, yes. Yeah, you're working hard.
Do you think you should probably look into some sort of pelvic floor, you know, sort of exercises?
Do you think?
I don't know.
Is there
You'll need to know that.
Is there something that you can do to improve that?
Well, and there's ways of strengthening it, you know, just
really?
Like when you're sitting down, perhaps
right.
In the car or on the bus or something.
There are
just
exercises.
Clench. Yes. I mean, I've read about it. I don't know. I mean, tired as a wet razor blade. But, you know, it happens.
Oh, yes.
If you don't think it happens, for God's sake, then you're not doing enough.
Yes.
You're not working hard enough.
Well, thank you for
It's never happened to me, but, hold on a minute.
Mm.
No. But I got to ring the bell.
So tell me about
There's
the bell.
There's a bell on the counter.
Yeah.
And when I went along and I was talking to the guy.
Yeah.
I rang the bell. Don't ring that.
Right.
You only ring that when you've achieved a goal.
Okay.
And I thought, right.
So what is it? Like everyone sets a goal.
Me and the bell probably aren't going to get on there.
Well, so everyone sets a goal and when you reach your goal.
So I think it's probably weight loss, isn't it? You know,
right.
Because I mean, I want to get down to a particular whatever and, you know, I'm not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you know, he said after a kilo, he went, "You should ring the bell."
Oh, my God.
And I did. And then I rang that bell and then people in the gym clap.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, it's, you know, and then there's, what is it? What happened? And then he goes, "Oh, it's lost a kilo and a half." And then, you know, I've thought, oh, God, this is great.
Yes. Good on you.
Yeah.
Is it driving you to ring the bell again?
Well, of course it is. Cause
just go and buy your own bell.
They make you, yeah, exactly.
Mm.
I've got one by the side of the bed.
Perfect.
I've achieved my goal. Ding-a-ling.
Bring me a pancake.
Yeah, ding-a-ling.
Oh, God.
It's the only way to go.
Well, good on you for ringing your bell.
So it's Gassy and the Bell Ringer here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.